Have your Bible turned this evening to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. I want to begin reading tonight at verse 13. The Bible says, "Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunning devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses, get this now, of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not of old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." As we look at this here tonight, and we see Peter, and he's writing here, and writing to his last words, if you will, that he would write to these people. And he talks about the man that he is and the man that he has become. Now, Peter was pretty ambitious a lot of times. A lot of times he had done like a lot of us. He stepped out before he thought. Amen. A lot of us, I believe, a lot of times we step out before we take time to think. But ain't you glad that even when you do that, that the good God of glory is there with you, amen, to guide your steps. Amen. Ain't that a good thing? That He's there to watch over you. And sometime before that old foot even hits the ground, He'll move it over just a little bit so you put it on sure ground. Amen. That's just who God is. That's what He does for us. He's an ever-present help today. And we should thank Him for that. But He says, "I want to stir up your remembrance, putting you into remembrance." Hey, we need to remember what God's done for us. We need to remember where God brought us from. We need to remember, praise God, through His precious ride, where He promised He would take us to. Amen. We ought to be an excited people tonight because who God is. Amen. And because He's our God, and because He's made us some exceedingly great and precious promises this evening. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad that we can have promises that we can hold on to? And Peter said, you know what? We need to bring remembrance, and we need to stir it up a little bit every now and then. Amen. Hey, this old body may want to shirk it and put it aside, but amen, we need to stir up and remember what God's done for us. Amen. Amen. So Peter said, need to stir up your remembrance. And knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle. He said, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Peter said, hey, listen, I'm going out of here in a little while. You know, I got to thinking this tonight. I never thought of it before. Peter was the only one that never could get a hold of that blessed hope. Amen? He never had that blessed hope that we have as the Lord coming getting us and taking us out of here and never seeing death. He never had that blessed hope. Amen. Hey, we might, if we'd been like old Peter, we might have got discouraged, just cast in the lot, just give up. But praise God, he never did. He plowed on for the glory of God. And he said, you know what? I know my time's about done. Hey, see, Jesus had done told him over in John chapter 21. He said, one of these days, you're not even going to be able to take care of yourself, big boy. They're going to bind you up. They're going to tie you down. And they're going to do things to you, praise God, that you wouldn't like done, but say it's going to happen. Amen. Told him that he was going to go out of here. He's going to die. Didn't have the blessed hope like we have. But you know what? He never quit. Never gave up. He said, I know it's about my time to go. I want to stir you up before I go. Amen. Hey, glory be to God. Could you imagine if we got excited enough that we got to wanting to stir up our kinfolk and our relatives and the people we know and our acquaintances, praise God, before we go? Amen. Hey, it ought to be a desire to stir them up real good before we go. Amen. Now, I ain't talking about getting them mad and frustrated. I'm talking about getting them excited about what God's doing. Stirring up in remembrance, praise God, what the Lord's done. He said, I know I'm getting ready to go out of here because of this is my tabernacle. He said, it's about over. So I'm about tabernacled here all I'm going to be here. Amen. For some of us, amen, hey, we don't know what this old world holds. Teresa had a cousin, he was what, 21, 22 years old? Worked for GDS. And he had a headache one day, and he went and got it checked out. And they said, well, I believe it's migraine. Next thing you know, he had a major aneurysm. He went out of here. 22 years old. We're not promised tomorrow. Amen. Whatever we going to do for Jesus, hey, you young people, listen to me. You need to just stay in there for the Lord and do what you're going to do now. But that don't go for the young. That goes for all of us. Amen. Hey, we don't know if we'll be here tomorrow. Let me ask you a question. If you knew that you was going to go out of here tomorrow, how would you act today? Huh? Would you act different today if you knew tomorrow you was leaving out? Sure you would. Hey, let me just put it this way. If you're going on a trip and you've got it scheduled to leave tomorrow morning, you'll act different today than you will tomorrow. Amen? Because you'll be preparing for that trip. Amen? Amen, praise the Lord. Hey, we need to be prepared. He said we need to get stirred up, praise God, because we're fixing to get out of here. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ought to be getting excited, praise God, because the journey's almost over. I thought old little Miss Anderson over there at the nursing home, praise God, Easter Sunday morning, praise God, she checked out and went on home. Amen. Probably thought she'd get over it. I don't think they had any children. She was the only one left. Didn't have no family. Amen. I guess she got up Sunday morning and thought, you know, another Easter. Praise God. But it was like no Easter she had ever participated in. Amen. Praise God. Something began to stir out her soul. The life left out of here. But praise God, she just began to live. Amen. She departed from that old body. Praise God. Amen. Had that body that was maimed, had that leg, it was all busted up, swollen, and they couldn't heal it. But praise be to God, I will say tonight, she's healed, praise God. Amen. Amen, glory to God. Peter said, if we get stirred up realizing what God's going to do for us, one of these days, praise God, we're going to outstrip all these aches and pains. Amen. Hey, you know, you work pretty hard now, and you get up next morning, you got that stiffness and that soreness. Amen. Praise God, one of these days we'll get that glorified body and we'll be no more of that. Praise the Lord, we better work as hard as we want to for Jesus. Amen, and it'll be with joy. Amen, praise the Lord. But he said, you know what? He said, I'm about to end this thing. He said, I believe old Peter was telling, I'm a short timer. Amen. He said, I'm a short timer, praise God. Hey, you're listening. He said, I'm about to get out of here. Amen. About ready to cash in my chips and go on to being with the Lord. But he goes on, verse 15, he says, moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in your remembrance. Now right here what Peter says, he said, after my decease, he's talking about that word decease, it means a way out and a departure. Amen. He said, whenever I find my way out of here, and he said, I depart, amen, praise God. In other words, what Peter was saying, he said, I'm not bound down here, praise God. He said, I'm like a bird that's been set free. I'm just looking for a place to spread my wings. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, listen, I'm not planning on camping out here forever, praise God, but I'm getting out of here. I'm getting ready for my departure. I'm looking for the way out. Amen. Sounded to me like he was excited. He was a man that knew he was going somewhere. Amen. I believe if we ever got excited and realized, praise God, that we somebody going somewhere, I believe we'd be like old Peter. We'd be looking for a way out. Amen. A departing place. Hey, when you get to thinking of it like that, to decease, amen, it don't sound so bad no more. That sounds like a going home party to me. Amen. Glory to God. Letting go of this out here. He said, remembering it. And they was, hey, Peter, they was no fear here. He had no fear of death. He had done seen what death could do. See, he had the blessed hope of the Savior. He had done seen what this world could do to a man. He's seen what this world could do in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's seen that, hey, the world gave the best and the worst that it had on him. And they took him, put him in a tomb. But on that third day, Jesus got up, praise God, victorious over everything that the world could do. Peter said, I'm going to go out here. I'm going to decease, praise God. But he said, I'm going to part. I'm going to depart. I'm looking for a way out. And he said, I ain't afraid of that. Because I've got a blessed hope in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Way past what we have. He said, he's going to come get me. Take me to be with him. So he said, what Peter said, he said, you know what? The Lord led the way. He done showed me the way it's going to happen. Amen. Got up victorious over death and the grave. Praise God. After 40 days, he just ascended up to the Father. Sat at the right hand. Peter said, I don't see nothing scary about that. Amen. Hey, if we're a child of God now, hey, death ain't that scary. Amen. I'm not afraid of dying. I'm afraid of living. Amen. Because I want to do it right to the best of my ability to be pleasing to my Heavenly Father. Amen. Peter said, I want to stir you up, praise God, so that you can live right according to the Heavenly Father. Amen. He said, for verse 16, he said, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, this ain't something we made up. He said, this ain't no wives' tales that we're telling you. Amen. Said, we didn't make it up, praise God. We know what we're talking about. It come on high authority, praise the Lord. Known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's that dunamis, that's that explosive power that comes from God. That's that unhindered, unequaled power that the Lord Jesus Christ possessed, praise God, when God rose him from the dead. Amen. That extreme power, praise God, that had never been manifest in the world. That unequaled power. That it was the kind of power that you have, praise God. Well, when you go out into the universe and there's nothing there, and you take the stars and you flip them off the end of your fingers and you say, solar system, let it be. Amen. When you take a big old ball you put up there and say, sunshine. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. When God Almighty, I'm talking about power that's unequaled. Peter said, I seen power that was unique. It was unequaled to anything I'd ever seen. And it come from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, there was such power there that even when he was hanging in death, when he spoke those few words from the cross, he said that the noonday sun ceased to shine and there was utter darkness all over the land. He said, the other power that he has, that when he died, when he said, it is finished, praise God, that the whole earth shook in violent earthquake. That the temple, praise God, was rent from the top of the bottom. That massive curtain, that thick, praise God, 16-inch thick curtain was ripped from the top to the bottom, praise God, through the power of God. Amen. The awesome power that he has. He said, I've seen the power. I ain't got nothing to be afraid of. Because he's on my side. Hey, if you got the power on your side, you don't have nothing to be afraid of tonight. Amen. You got the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, known unto you the power and coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he said, but we're eyewitnesses of his majesty. You remember when Peter and James and John went up on the mountain with Jesus? The Mount of Transfiguration. And they got up there, and the book of Matthew tells us about they got up there, and he was transfigured before their eyes. Said he began to shine like there's no light that ever shined. And his garment, his raiment became whiter than any fuller, any kind of soap could got it. I mean, I'm talking about Clorox couldn't touch it. Amen. They couldn't no bleach to make him as white as he was. He began to shine. He began to radiate, man. They began to see the Lord Jesus Christ like they'd never seen any man. Amen. Hey, we ever get to seeing the Lord Jesus Christ like we've never seen any man? He'd make a difference. But they began to see him. He said, eyewitness of his majesty. Amen. They marveled at his awesome power that he had. When Jesus was transformed there before their eyes. Amen. They seen the awesome power. They seen Christ in his glory. See, he had to lay that aside. Because it was too hard for men to look upon him. Amen. They'd have been fascinated by the glory. Everybody had come to him. But he didn't want to dictate to us what he'd done. He wanted to give us an opportunity, amen, to become children of God, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So he laid aside his glory. And he didn't shine quite as bright as when he's here. Unless you really got to looking at him. Amen. But if we really get to looking at Jesus, praise God, we can see the brightness of his glory even today. But he said, we've seen his majesty. Amen. Peter was saying, he said, we've seen the Lord high and lifted up. Amen. We've seen the miracles that he had performed. We've seen the power that he had. You remember over in the book of Luke, when Luke tells this story, he tells that they'd come back down off the mountain. Luke chapter 9, come back off the mountain. And the disciples was there, and they had this man and his son was possessed with the devil. And they said, he's a lunatic, he's crazy. And he said, Lord, would you help me? He said, your disciples tried, but they can't do nothing with this. Let me show you that. Look over Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, he tells us this story. Jesus said, O faithful and perverse generation, Luke chapter 9, verse 41. How long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. And as he was yet coming, the devil threw him down and tear him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. Now look at this, verse 43. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. Amen. They were amazed at the mighty power of God, but while they wondered, everyone that at all things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples. Amen. So he speaks to them. He said, you know, they're all marveling. Say, man, this is the magnificent that they marveled at the power of God. But they was the one who had done it was the Lord Jesus Christ. They've seen all these miracles transfer, seen all these things. They've seen the transfiguration. They've seen Jesus move. They've seen him healing the blind. They've seen raising the lame. They've seen healing the sick. Seen all these marvelous things. And Peter says, it's something, behold, they marveled at the power of God that was in the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you see this? As they said that they marveled at that awesome power of the Lord Jesus Christ. But look what he goes on to say. He said in verse 17, he said, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. Amen. 2 Peter 7, 17, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 17. He said, hey, look, you know what he's seen? He said he's received from God. He said, Peter said, what we were seeing in the Lord Jesus Christ, it came from God. God was empowering the Son here on earth. Amen? All the magnificent things, Peter said, all the things that we've seen, all the marvelous miracles that was performed, he said, we've seen it. We said we were eyewitnesses to it. Amen. That's something to be told. That's something to be remembered. That's something to be rehearsed. What magnificent. We love to tell when Jesus moves. Amen. We love to tell, praise God, you know what Jesus did for us? Amen. You know how he touched Brother James? Had cancer, praise God, tumors in his body, and God put him in remission. Praise the Lord. We like to tell it. And it's worthy to be told. Peter says, praise the Lord, it come from the Father on high. The Father, honor and glory when there was came such a voice. But now notice something. All the power that was there, all the miracles that they was seeing. But Peter backs off right here and he says, but you know what? They wasn't nothing as magnificent that I'd ever experienced as that voice that came out of the clouds. Amen. He said, there was something that grabbed a hold of my heart, praise God, that day up there on the mountain when that voice spoke out of the cloud. He said, that's the most spectacular thing I've ever known. He said, all the miracles. He said, well, Peter, you mean all the blind that were healed, the lame that walked, and the sick that were cured? Amen. The lepers that was healed? Amen. What better, greater miracles? He said, yeah, but said, when that voice spoke out of the cloud. Amen. He said, that was the most spectacular thing I've ever witnessed in my life. Amen. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being there? And he says, yeah. He said, you know, Lord, said be good that we make up three altars right here, you know, one for you and one for Elijah and one for Moses. And God says, I spoke out clearly. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye Him. Amen. Peter says, listen, what's what he says? He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Now, but look at verse 18. He said, in this voice. See, there's something about this that Peter's got a hold of he can't get go of. He said, there's just something about this voice that spoke to me. He said, praise God, and I ain't ever got over that. And I want to say, praise God, when the voice of God speaks to your heart, amen. I mean, when it speaks into your soul, praise God, it's something that you will never get over. Amen. It'll change you forever, praise God. Your want-tos will change, your desires will change, your attitude will change, your love will change, your heart will change, praise God, when you hear that voice. Amen. It'll change you forever when we hear the voice of God speaking to us. And this is what he says, and this voice which came down from heaven, we heard. Amen. It was almost like Peter said, you know what? We heard it for the first time. Jesus had been telling us about it, but praise God, we finally heard it. You know, I love it when church people, when you get in, the Holy Ghost, God gets moving, and God begins to touch certain people. And all of a sudden you can watch them and they'll be there just like you are tonight. And then all of a sudden it's just like a glow comes upon them. You know what? They're hearing. Amen. Sometimes maybe for the first time. Maybe for the first time in a while. But all of a sudden, praise God, God gets a hold of them. There's a voice speaks to them and they hear. And their whole countenance changes. Amen. Because they're hearing, amen, something from the Lord. God is speaking to us and we're getting it. That's the most exciting thing for a pastor. Amen. It's when all of a sudden you light up and you're like, ooh, praise the Lord, I got that one. Amen. Amen. Yes. Sometimes, you know, you feel like when you're preaching, you feel like you're pushing a rope. You ever try to push a rope? You don't get very far. But every now and then, one of you is a light up and you see it. Say, whoa, glory. They got that one. Amen. It's exciting, praise God, because it's the precious voice of God speaking to us and we're getting it. We're hooking up. Praise the Lord. Peter said, he said, we heard when we were with Him in the Holy Mount. Now look at verse 19. He explains this. See, Peter, all the miracles that was performed, everything that Jesus had done in His earthly life, Peter said, yes, and I remember those. But he said, there's something that stick out my mind and comes to my remembrance right frequent. And he said, that was that voice that spoke to me up there on the mount. I mean, hey, Jesus, I mean, you're translucent, praise God, glowing like the noonday sun. Amen. His raiment whiter than any fuller could get it. Any soap could make it, praise God. He was talking to Elijah and Moses, who had been dead and passed on. I mean, he's talking to a man that represented the law and the prophets. I mean, that was magnificent stuff. That's good stuff. I mean, that's stuff to be remembered. That's stuff to be cherished. But he said, you know, all that stuff, praise God, it don't hold a candle to that voice that I heard in the cloud. Amen. Verse 19, he said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. See what Peter is saying here. He said, all the miracles that we've seen, all the mighty works that Christ done, all the healing, all the things that He did here on this earth, hey, it don't even compare, praise God, because He said, we've got the Word of God. That voice that speaks to us, praise God, He said, that more sure prophecy that we have. He said, you can't believe and you can't put your faith and trust in the miracles. Amen. He said, you can't trust in making somebody get up and walk. Benny Hinn's doing it every day. Amen. Claims to. They caught him a while back for fraud. He was paying them out back. But he said, the devil himself do miracles. Amen. The devil himself can perform a great acts of magic. These magicians all over this world that'll confound you, man, make you think there's some great something. Simon the sorcerer, just as sure as the world. Amen. But he said, hey, you can't believe that. He said, even if I'm telling you, he said, I seen it. I was eyewitnesses to the miracles. I seen what Christ could do. I seen the magnitude of His power. But he said, praise God, that ain't nothing compared to the Word of God and the truth it reveals. Amen. He said, you can't believe the things that you see. You can't believe the things that people do. But praise God, you can take to the bank, Brother Robert, the Word of God. Amen. And it'll line up. Amen. It'll always be true. It'll always be true. He said, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place. Amen. He said, hey, listen, those miracles is fine. He said, but we need to pay attention to the light. Now, he's speaking of illumination. Amen. He's speaking of God trying to enlighten our minds. Amen. To illuminate us, you know, in dark places. Hey, I hate to break it to you, but every one of us got dark places in our life. Amen. There's some dark areas in our life, praise God, that needs the light shined on it. Some of us need some big spotlights. Amen. Because we're pretty dark. Amen. But he said, this is more sure word of prophecy. The Word of God, the Word that we have now. As unto a light that shineth in darkness, unto the day dawn, and the day star arise in your heart. That day star, you know what that means? A light bringer. That's what that means. He said, hey, when the light bringer, praise God, shines in, he illuminates your life. And he starts with your heart. You know what? That's where Jesus wants it. Hey, he's not trying to fix us up on the outside. We got to be careful because it don't matter what we look like on the outside so much. I mean, I know coming to the house of God, we dress right and act right, try to do right. But praise God, what matters is what's on the inside. Because that's what goes with us to the house. Amen. Hey, we can take and change the outside and dress it up all kind of different ways. Make it look any way we want it to look. Amen. Hey, you don't believe me? You look at Hollywood. They can take and make you a zombie, a walking dead, and everything else. Amen. And a lot of Baptists is about like that. We just walking dead. Amen. You think we didn't have no hope at all. We're just dragging ourselves along trying to get through. But I want to tell you, praise God, there's a God of glory. Said if we'd listen to Him and we'd love Him, praise God, trust Him, He'd carry us through this thing. Amen. Deliver us on this earth. Peter said, hey, listen, if we could just remember, praise God, who's got us. So we've got a more sure word. Comes right from the throne of grace down to our hearts. It lights us. A light bringer. Amen. He said, God's Word's more powerful than any miracle that's ever performed. He said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Amen? He said, it's not of any private interpretation. He said, well, you know, this verse here, this is what it says and this is what it means. Well, if you want to find out what it says, what it means, go somewhere else and look where it's talking about the same thing. Amen? Some other old prophet of God has already spoken the same thing. He said, one man don't just come up with this and spit out and say, well, there it is. Praise God. He said, God said it. If He said it, He said it again somewhere else. Amen. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. That's how we study the Word of God. Amen. And God speaks to our heart through that, praise the Lord, illuminates our minds and shows us where we need to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Where does this illumination come from? This illumination now comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? God speaks now through the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, how do you know? Look at Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. He said, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. Sounds to me like Lord Jesus is in charge. Amen? Of everything. Amen? That's why we call Him Lord and Savior. King of kings, praise God. He said, who being the brightness of His glory, amen, that means glory restored, and the expressed image of His person, that means He's as like God as anybody can be, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand, now listen to this, of the majesty on high. Amen. Praise the Lord. He earned a seat beside God the Father, and He sat down. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what He said. That's what He said. He said, now, said, know this first, no prophecy of the Scripture is any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You say, well, preacher, where did we get it? Jesus said, I've got to go away, but He said, I'm going to send you another comforter. Amen. And He's going to bring all things to remember, everything that I've ever said. Amen. He's not talking about why He's talking to disciples. Amen. I got a hold of this one day, boy, and I had me a spell. He wasn't talking about just the words He had said to the disciples till He had been with Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and all the others. And John done pinned her down. He said, hey, if everything that Jesus had done and said was wrote down, he said, in the earth, and the whole sky was a scroll, he said it wouldn't contain it. Amen. But Jesus said, you know what? He's going to come. The Holy Spirit's going to come. I'm going to send Him to you. And praise God, He's going to explain to you. He's going to show you everything I have to give you. Amen. He said, I'm just going to open the book up to you. And praise God, he said, I'm just going to pour it out, praise God, like a big old barrel full. Praise the Lord. He said, as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, He said, the Holy Ghost of God is what gives us the Word. See, there's Cracker Jacks all over this world is trying to take the Word of God, and they're trying to tear it down and break it down and make it say this and make it say that. I want to say, praise God, the only thing it's going to say is what God says it says. Amen. You can't change what God says. But God Almighty, He said, you know what? He said, this is a true Word. This is a perfect Word. And He said, no matter what you might see, He said, if it don't line up with what God's Word says, He said, it ain't worth nothing. But He said, if you see it, and He said, it lines up with the Word of God, He said, then you can believe it. Amen. And when Peter said, and what Peter is saying here, he said, you know what? He said, when I look back at the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, and His life is like a picture, and it lines up with everything that what God's Word says. The prophecies, He said, He must raise the lame. He must heal the blind. He must cure the lepers. And pray God. He said, when Jesus came, He said, He did all those things. And He said, you know how I have that assurity? He said, because it's written in the book. Amen. It's written in the Word of God. He said, I have a more sure word. Amen. He said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto light that shineth in dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. He said, that sure word begins to speak to you and something begins to illuminate in your heart. You begin to see things that you've never seen before and it begins to get clearer. I wonder tonight, is your spiritual light getting clearer? Amen. Are you being illuminated by the Lord? Speaking to your heart, giving you that light to go by? If you're a child of God and you're trying to live for Him, I guarantee that light's a shining. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He said, we got a more sure word of prophecy. Amen. A more sure word of prophecy. That's the message tonight, a more sure word. That's the word that we have that comes from God. A more sure word. We have the absolute truth from God. Not, amen. That fulfills everything that He promised He would fulfill. And we have it pinned down in this old King James Bible. Amen. I don't care nothing about none of them other phony baloney things.
come out of Alexander, Egypt, the type of the world. Amen. I don't need none of that. But this one, this old King James Bible, boy, it does. It's the real Word of God, unaltered, without error, perfect in every way, to speak to our heart. What is it? It's that more sure word of prophecy. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? So when I said that to say this, as we close tonight, we look around all over the world and things is happening. I mean, like we ain't ever seen before. Right now, in case you ain't heard, today, yesterday and today, United States of America is moving 600 of our servicemen into Poland. Amen. We're upping our troops in the Philippines. We're preparing. Because Putin said he's just going to keep pushing on. He don't care what the UN or anybody else says. So they're maneuvering people in different places. We're starting to see things change. We're starting to see people say, man, look at these miracles. Look at these things that we're seeing. I want to say, praise God, look at your Bible. Amen. Look at your Bible. See what your Bible says. And stay with God. All these things around, amen. Man can move things around. Man can do different things. But God's Word will stand sure. And if we stand with Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, and listen to His Word, listen for that voice, that more sure word. Praise God. God will deliver us out of here safe and sound, just like He promised He would.